someday it's gonna pay off. I'll keep trying. Hey everyone, you're listening to Hobosode number 80. Today's Hobosode is sponsored by Lisa Marie. And holy crap, we're on the 10th Hobosode. That means all of the non-hobos get to listen. So hopefully today's show doesn't suck. You know, we want to entice the free listeners to become paid listeners. Crap, now I feel a lot of pressure not to suck. I've got a list here from Sarah that was sent to me back in August of 2016. I went back into my requests and just kind of clicked on a random email here. I've tried a few, they didn't work out, so I'm going to try Sarah's list. And Sarah says, okay, here it is, another list from Craigslist. These aren't from the Homeowners Association, so you can say that you lost your wife's wedding ring in their backyard, or that you are from TruGreen, or that you are from Royco Roofing, etc. As always, have fun. I will give you another list ASAP. And the thing about Sarah's lists is they're just first names and phone numbers. I think she's just pulling them off Craigslist. There's no address or anything, so I can't really be from TruGreen. I can't say my wife lost her wedding ring in the backyard, because they're going to want to know which address I'm at. I can't take the roof off if I don't have their address. What the hell, Sarah? What were you thinking, goddammit, woman? Sorry, I shouldn't have snapped at you like that. But it's okay, I'm going to go through this list and call every number on it real quick, and just give them a quick message from the mayor.
It's Mike.
Hey, Mike. This is Roy from the mayor's office here in Syracuse.
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know that the mayor doesn't like you. I was just supposed to pass along that message.
Oh, you know what? My phone just transferred from my phone to my car. I missed what you said. Could you say it again, please?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that sounds real. I'm calling from the mayor's office here in Syracuse.
Okay.
And the mayor does not like you.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I don't know. If you say so. I don't care. I'm just passing along the message.
All right. Not that I know him, and not that I think he knows who I am.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't really care. I don't want to get in the middle of this. You're in the mayor's little war here. That's nothing to do with me. I'm just passing along the message. The mayor does not like you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the message, and enjoy your weekend, okay?
Yeah, you too. Goodbye. You seem to take that well. Syracuse is the closest big city, I think, to these people. Or maybe they're in Syracuse. I don't know for sure. I don't know how spread out this area code is. Maybe I should look up the mayor in Syracuse and see who the mayor is. Okay, yes, it's a male who's the mayor. Wait, no, wait. Maybe not. We've got to figure this out. Okay, here it is. It was a female mayor from 2010 to 2017. Now it's a male mayor named Ben. First independent mayor of Syracuse. I hope I'm saying Syracuse right, by the way. I don't know. I'm sure you guys will yell at me in the comments if I'm not.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve from the mayor's office here in Syracuse.
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know, the mayor wanted me to pass along a message that the mayor does not like you.
Okay, who is this really?
My name is Steve. I work with the mayor. I'm here in the comptroller's office.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I'm just passing along the message, that's all.
Okay. I mean, I don't even know him.
Yeah, well, you don't know Ben? Ben Walsh?
No. I mean, I know who he is, but I don't know him other than seeing him on the news.
I heard him complaining that you were pronouncing Syracuse wrong. How do you pronounce it?
Well, I don't know, but...
Tell me how you pronounce it.
I'm trying to figure out who you are, but I don't recognize your voice.
Oh, so. My name is Steve. Steve Days.
Steve? Who? What's your last name?
Days. I work in the mayor's office. So how do you pronounce Syracuse?
Syracuse?
Yeah. It sounds right to me, but I don't know.
Okay.
Ben's pretty pissed
Bye.
Off. Syracuse, not Syracuse, I guess. I'll try to do better. Sorry, everyone. See, I'm improving myself. I know how to pronounce it now. I'm probably going to forget as soon as this person picks up. Syracuse.
Hello.
Hello, John?
Yeah.
This is Steve Day from the mayor's office here in Syracuse.
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know that the mayor does not like you.
Oh, that's all right, because I don't like him.
Okay, well, I guess you guys are even then.
I didn't vote for him.
Why don't you like him?
Because I just don't.
Well,
wants to keep it a sanctuary city.
I liked Stephanie Miner. I don't
know that. I'm sorry. What's that?
I liked Miner when she was the mayor.
You like Miners? Well, that's
Miner.
That's sick. You're not supposed to like Miners. You sound too old to like Miners. How old are you?
Yeah, who is this?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm with the mayor's office.
And
the mayor's.
I don't know why you're calling me. I live in Sandy Creek.
I know, but the mayor of Syracuse does not like you.
Well, that's okay.
Okay.
I got to figure out who this is.
Can you tell those people in the background to shut the fuck up? Tell them they're being very rude while you're on the phone.
Hey, I'm at a party right now. I got to go.
Yeah, it sounds like a shitty party. Sounds like the most boring party ever. You should get new friends.
Hello?
Hey, is this Lorianne? Hello?
Hello?
I can barely hear you. Is this Lorianne?
Yes.
Okay, hey, I'm calling from Bud's, the weed shop here in Syracuse.
The what shop?
The medical marijuana shop here in Syracuse.
Yeah?
And I've got a woman in here. She's applying for a job, and she put you down as a reference. Do you know Carolyn Blewett?
I do.
You do?
A long-term neighbor.
Okay.
His two children. Her kids turned out great.
All right.
My husband's sitting next to me. He said, Caroline's about the straightest arrow you can find.
Well, I wouldn't say that. She smokes a lot of weed, according to this application here. She says you and her used to blaze it together.
What?
It says here in the application, you and her used to blaze it together. We have to do... We have to check their, you know, references as far as, you know, how much weed they've smoked in the past, just so they know the product and everything, because she's going to be selling weed to people.
You know what? I'm sorry. I've got to hang up.
Why?
Sorry.
Why?
Goodbye.
Do you know her or not? Oh. She did not like that. She's going to have a word with her neighbor, Carolyn, when she gets home tonight. She's going to be like, how dare you? I think she was just embarrassed because it seemed like she's in a car full of people and she was on speakerphone and I just outed her for being a huge stoner. She's like, oh crap, they're gonna know. She had to hang up immediately. Yeah, so I looked up her Facebook as the phone was ringing and yeah, I saw that Carolyn had commented on some of her pictures. This next one is not on Facebook. Darn it.
Hello?
Hello, is Ed around?
Yes, he is. Just a minute.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Ed, this is Steve Dave from the mayor's office here in Syracuse.
Yeah?
And I'm calling to let you know that the mayor doesn't like you.
Oh, it's okay.
All right. Well, I wasn't asking permission or anything. I'm just letting you know that the mayor doesn't like you.
What do you mean he don't like me?
He just wanted me to pass along a message that he doesn't like you.
You're talking stupid.
I'm not talking stupid. Maybe this is why he doesn't like you, if you're going around calling people stupid.
Well, why are you calling me and telling me that?
No, he's not calling you. He had me call you for him.
Yeah, who are you?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm the mayor's assistant.
Yeah, you're not talking sense.
Well,
why call me? I don't even live in the city.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe he knows you from the past or something. I'm not sure. But, yep, the mayor doesn't like you.
Yeah.
All right. I guess this list from Sarah is finished. Some of the calls I'm not going to keep because they were so incredibly boring, and quite a few didn't pick up. But it's okay because I really enjoyed the one with the lady on speakerphone in her car. who was totally ashamed of people finding out that she smoked a lot of weed. I'm going to call one more place tonight. This is a number that Anthony sent in April of 2016. He says, "Hey Brad, a brand new Planet Fitness has been built in my area and just opened up. Perfect time to test out the new Lunk Alarm. They have been packed with people every day. And for those of you who don't know what a Lunk Alarm is, Planet Fitness has this weird policy where if you are too loud during your workout, like if you throw the weights down after you're done doing your lifting stuff, they will set off the Lunk Alarm. They just won't walk over there and talk to you like a human being. They flip the switch on the wall and a siren goes off, like an air raid siren, and a light flashes around on the wall, like a police light on top of an old-fashioned police car. And I don't know if it's supposed to be comical or what, but every Planet Fitness seriously does this. They will shame their customers for being too loud while working out. And it's called the Lunk Alarm because they're making fun of people for being lunks, whatever the hell that means. And I can't imagine that being that big of a deal, like that much of a problem. I've been to plenty of gyms. It happens from time to time, but it's not like a thing. I'm sure employees have had to go up and ask someone to kind of settle down before, which makes a lot more sense than setting off an alarm on them and publicly humiliating them, shaming them, whatever. But Carlito from Madhouse Life, he came up with this amazing idea a few years ago to call up a Planet Fitness and try to get them to set off the Lunk Alarm. I forget how he was originally doing it, but I just say we have to reset the computer through the Lunk Alarm. It makes no sense at all, but it always works. So let's give it a try. Let's call up this brand new Planet Fitness. Well, not brand new anymore. It was brand new about 2 years ago. Sorry, Anthony. He's probably not a listener anymore. Let's see if we can get them to test their Lunk Alarm, though. Reset the system.
Thank you, Planet Fitness. This is Willie. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Planet Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having, it looks like we're not receiving the computer updates through the Lunk Alarm. Have you been having issues tonight?
I don't think so.
Is the Lunk Alarm working?
Let me go flip it and see.
Okay.
Okay, hang on just a second.
All right.
Hey, yeah, it's working.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it making noise. Are you sure it worked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it didn't.
I flipped it from the desk.
Oh, okay.
Is it maybe the other one?
Are you able to walk over there with the phone?
I can transfer it over to the portable one.
Oh, that'd be good. We just have to run a quick test on that, like just to okay. reset the system.
Okay. Hang on just a second.
This is Kennedy. Thank you for holding. What can I do for you?
Hey, Kennedy. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Planet Fitness.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Pretty good. I guess the computers need to be reset there or something. We're not receiving any of the updates through the Lunk Alarm.
Okay.
Are you near the Lunk Alarm right now?
Yes. She said I needed to walk up, like the one that's by it, the switch, right?
Yeah. Is it a switch or a button?
We have a switch. We have, like, it looks like a light switch.
Oh, okay.
And then we also have one at our front desk that's underneath, kind of like in our storage area, and it's also just like a light switch-looking deal.
Does it set off the same Lunk Alarm, or is it two different separate Lunk Alarms?
Nope, it's just the same alarm, but just if we're behind the desk and can't walk directly clear up to the front where the actual one is on the wall, we can hit that one at the desk.
I see. Okay. Yeah, we just need to turn that on and leave it running for about 3 minutes.
Okay, you want me to go ahead and hit that now?
Yeah, just and just like don't turn it off for 3 minutes. It's got a reset on this end, and I'll watch its progress from here.
Okay, perfect. Got it.
Okay, I can see it showing up here. It's looking good. It's looking A-okay over here. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I think so. It's just it's a little hard to hear because of that Lunk Alarm.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to get away from it now.
Oh. Are there a lot of people in there right now?
The gym's not too bad. It's pretty slow. They just are a little confused.
Are they all looking over?
Yeah.
Giving you confused looks?
Right.
That's hilarious. Have you had
it
to...
It sounds different. It doesn't sound like it normally does.
Oh, is it getting lower and lower, sort of?
Like, I feel, I don't know. I just feel like it doesn't sound right, but maybe it does. I don't know, because we just switch it on and off. You know, we don't leave it on this long, so that might be why as well.
Probably after this test, it'll get better.
Okay, good deal.
Have you had to use it today?
I haven't since I've been here, but I've only been here since 2.
When's the last time you had to use it?
I haven't had to use it for like a couple of weeks, but I guess, other than that, I don't really have to use it that much.
I guess the guests are kind of learning their lesson, you know, after you use it a few times.
Yeah.
It's like
probably never weight slam if they're like, she's just going to leave it on like that.
Yeah, it's like when you spritz a cat with water and they finally learn not to jump up on the counter.
Yeah. We're running a test.
What are they saying?
Oh, this guy's getting angry.
Flip him off. Seriously, just hold up your middle finger. You got the lunk alarm on. He knows not to give you any crap. You should know by now. How many times have he had a lunk alarm that guy?
Hi, Joe Massage.
Is it good to shut off now?
It looks like it needs about. It looks like it needs about 20 more minutes. Just 20 more minutes, that's all. Just 20. 19. 19. 19 minutes. And it'll be all finished. So, how's your day going?
Sorry, what was that?
How's your day going?
It's good.
Is that guy still looking at you?
No.
Because we could kick him out.
They have to call and do it when they call us. So I just had to turn it on for him while he needs to do the test.
Hey, if you put him on, I can explain to him real quick.
It's just testing. It's just testing to make sure that the alarm's working.
Hey, can you put him on?
Our corporate office.
Fire alarm?
No, it's the lunk alarm that's on right now.
Can you put him on the phone? I'll explain it to him. Oh, can you put him on the phone? I'll explain it to him.
It's okay. He just keeps saying we need to do it at midnight.
Oh, okay. Are there any customers around there? I could do a quick customer survey with him.
Hold on just a moment.
Okay. Okay, now we're on silent hold. I don't know why she put me on silent hold. I wanted to hear the lunk alarm. I'm looking back on my recording here. It looks like it's been going for about 4 minutes now. I can't remember who the record holder is. I know for a while it was Dwight. And I think he had 12 minutes. I could be completely wrong about this. But a lot of shows have done this, and they just try to see how long they can keep it going. And I'm thinking it was Dwight that held the record for a while. And I remember it being 12 minutes, but maybe that record's been beaten by now. I'm probably going to edit out a lot of this silence, but at this point, I have been on silent hold for about 3 minutes now. So I'm up to 7 minutes, assuming it's still on. It's probably not on. They probably shut it off by now. We really need to compile a list of all of the lunk alarm pranks, or I should do that on the Snowplow show. Maybe get all the lunk alarm pranks together and put them into one show. It'd probably be kind of boring, though, because really it's just all the same thing. You'd just be hearing the lunk alarm going off for an hour straight throughout the entire show. Oh, and there she goes. It just hung up on me. That's weird. She was going to get a customer, and she just hung up on me. That was a good 4 minutes, though. I don't know why I was on hold for so long. Let's call him back, make sure everything's okay.
Thank you, Planet Fitness. This is Willie. How may I help you?
Oh, I just wanted to let you know it's okay to turn that lunk alarm off. It looks like it reset okay on this end.
Okay, thank you.
Could you shut that off real quick?
Yes.
And,
thank you.
Oh, what's happening? I hear a bunch of cheering.
Oh, everyone was upset because we had to set it off.
Oh, were they? That's weird. Hey, are there any customers nearby? I'm supposed to do the weekly customer survey. Like, just do a quick survey with the customer?
Yeah, hang on just a second.
Okay.
This is Kennedy. What can I help you with?
Oh, hey, Kennedy. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. I'm from the corporate office with Planet Fitness.
Okay. Where is the corporate office?
I don't know. Up your mammy.
Up your mammy's ass,
I think.
Okay. So you can call back when the general manager is here.
Oh, come on.
You're not actually from corporate, and you can take care of that. But I cannot help you with anything else tonight.
You already helped me set off the lunk alarm for like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you just put a customer on now? Well, darn it. I guess they figured it out. I wanted to have a customer tell them that it was a prank, but they figured it out all on their own. I guess that's it for today's show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Lisa Marie, for supporting the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. I downloaded a brand new album today by Froggy Fresh. You guys know Froggy Fresh, right? Probably not, but anyway, I'm going to play a brand new song from Froggy Fresh, the album he just released this week. This one's pretty amusing. It's called Sleeping in the Tent.
I said tonight we gon' be sleeping in the tent. So grab your sleeping bag, a pillow, and a friend. We're gonna do it, it's gonna be awesome. With good times and friendship can blossom. I said tonight we gon' be sleeping in the tent. So grab your sleeping bag, a pillow, and a friend. We're gonna do it, it's gonna be awesome. With good times and friendship can blossom.
I said tonight we gon' be sleeping in the tent. Me, Moneymaker, Mike, Todd, and Crazy Chris. We had our sleeping bags and a whole bunch of snacks. Had my sword on my back in case we had to attack. You never know who could be lurking in the backyard. Plus I'm hard, so they made me the security guard. I set my sword down and said, attention everyone, the sword is for protection, this is not for fun. Chris grabbed my sword and started swinging it around. I told him, Crazy Chris, bro, you gotta settle down. Todd tried to sneak up on Chris like a dummy, and Chris swung the sword, put it through Todd's tummy. Todd fell to his knees, then he looked at me. The Crazy Chris said, Todd, now your soul is free. Then Todd fell over on his back. Chris started to laugh, Todd's eyes rolled back, then he passed.
I said tonight we gon' be sleeping in the tent. So grab your sleeping bag, a pillow, and a friend. We're gonna do it, it's gonna be awesome. With good times and friendship can blossom. I said tonight we gon' be sleeping in the tent. So grab your sleeping bag, a pillow, and a friend. We're gonna do it, it's gonna be awesome. With good times and friendship can blossom.
We just stood there staring at him, he was long gone. In the blink of an eye, everything had gone wrong. Todd was a good friend, I was feeling sad. Then Chris said,
guys, we did something real bad.
No way, dude, that was your fault, bro.
He was standing right behind me, how was I supposed to know?
How were you supposed to know? You were swinging around a sword inside this tiny little tent. Oh my God, good Lord.
Well, now what do we do?
Now what do we do? We don't do nothing, bro, this is on you. I sure as heck can't kill him, and neither did Mike. You're the one who went and took Todd Henderson's life.
Yeah, but it was your sword.
So what if it was mine? That doesn't really matter, you're the one who did the crime. You did it all alone, didn't no one else. You can take your crazy brain and go and deal with this yourself.
I said tonight we gon' be sleeping in the tent. So grab your sleeping bag, a pillow, and a friend. We're gonna do it, it's gonna be awesome. With good times and friendship can blossom. I said tonight we gon' be sleeping in the tent. So grab your sleeping bag, a pillow, and a friend. We're gonna do it, it's gonna be awesome. With good times and friendship can blossom.
Chris left the tent, said he'd be right back. So me and Mike sat down and we shared a few snacks. Crazy Chris, man, that kid is so deranged, y'all. When he came back, he was carrying a chainsaw. I said, what's that for? Chris said,
to chop.
I said, to chop what? He said,
to chop God.
My God, Chris, you can't be serious. Mike, hello, are you hearing this? And Chris told us both to get out of the tent. He started hanging plastic up, so in the house we went. Me and Mike heard the chainsaw roar all night. Thinking to myself, yo, is this real life? We woke up the next morning and Chris was on the news. The cops caught him after like an hour pursuit. They cuffed him in the street around 11 o'clock, carrying a chainsaw in a bag full of ties.
I said tonight we gon' be sleeping in the tent. So grab your sleeping bag, a pillow, and a friend. We're gonna do it, it's gon' be awesome. With good times and friendship can blossom. I said tonight we gon' be sleeping in the tent. So grab your sleeping bag, a pillow, and a friend. We're gonna do it, it's gon' be awesome. With good times and friendship can blossom.
out of there. Get it out of there.